So welcome back to another episode of Sexy Marriage Radio. And today, Pam, my lovely wife, we're going to be talking about one of your favorite topics of all time.
Is this sarcasm or the opposite?
Is your favorite topic sarcasm?
No. No,
I'm not being sarcastic about this either.
Okay. Today
we're diving into the world of how vacations help create relational resets.
Oh, this is my favorite topic.
I figured you'd enjoy it.
Yes.
Because everybody's familiar with the idea of how vacations were slightly different people, if not dramatically different people, as a married couple sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's the whole concept of vacation sex. Mm-hmm. That it's kind of has, it's a class all unto itself, it seems. But it got me wondering why. What is it that makes it so? And then what are some of the things we could do that we find on vacation to start trying to be applied to our everyday life as much as we can, or be more attuned to dynamics that are created mm-hmm. in vacation to actually interject some of those components and framework into everyday life with each other as a married couple?
Absolutely.
And so that's where we'll be heading in the regular version. In the extended content, we're going to talk about just different kinds of vacations, just a real quick broad brush, because some people, maybe it's foreign. I mean, this, my family of origin vacation was going to see family or church trips.
That is not a vacation.
That's not a vacation, and didn't realize that until we got married to you. And sadly, we were like 7 years in before we realized that too, of wait, why are we, what took us so long to actually do this where it's just the two of us getting away?
I'd say I know what a vacation is. We just didn't have any money when we first got married.
That's fair.
Right? There was no money.
That's fair. Yeah. But yeah, so this is Sexy Marriage Radio, and we want to hear from the nation. And the way you can let us know what's going on in your world is 214-702-9565 is our voicemail line. Feedback at sexymarriageradio.com is the email inbox. Or jump on the Nation platform, which is nation.smr.fm, and jump in some conversations that happen there regularly mm-hmm. because it's a vibrant group of people that are looking to help support each other. And if you want to get in on a little bit of a deeper level, you can join the Academy, and that gets you the extended content. If you go all the way into the Academy, you get coaching calls and even more content as far as some private areas that have deeper, more nuanced conversations that can happen. And so let's just jump into it, because this is, I want to use this idea of how a vacation creates a relational reset.
Okay. Yeah. Right? I mean, it can. Yeah.
Because I think everybody's probably familiar, and we'll just use us as an example of how when we get caught in the routine of life, of the daily schedule, the daily grind, work, parenting, house, dog, you know, all the different things that just take up our time. Mm-hmm. And everybody can kind of easily get in a mode of, well, I've got that, you've got that, I've got that, you know, and it's just this divide and conquer. We all play our roles. And then we wonder, wow, how come it's all just routine? How come our conversations are just logistical schedule? Who's doing what? Where did the romance go? Where did the desire go? Where did the connection go? And vacations remind us of, they're still there.
Yeah. Yeah. And why is that?
Well, a couple of different things that I think of. Obviously, it's a break from the norm. Mm-hmm. And then generally, we're more relaxed because there's fewer responsibilities.
For me, I think that that's the key. It's not having all the to-dos. It's, oh, I'm going to go someplace new. I'm going to have an adventure.
Which speaks to you. That's one of your love languages. is something new, which also is a component too, is new environments, which is novelty.
Yeah.
It creates something that usually will generate a spark in most people, if not many people. Mm-hmm. Some people, they don't want the change. They don't like the new environments. So they can vacation in the same things, but even that has less responsibility. So it's a combination of these things that for some people, one will carry more weight than another, and for others it can be equal.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting contrast. The people that I'm going to go the same place every year versus the, I want to see a new place. Mm-hmm. I want to go do something new. Both have their positives.
Absolutely. Well, and they also both are the impetus of both of those is the way a person's wired, where sometimes, you know, you hear these stories of a couple goes on vacation and one person's planned out every minute of every day, every moment on that vacation, because they want to see and explore and experience everything. Whereas the other partner usually is like, I just want a book and an umbrella with a chair under it at the side of the ocean, and I'm going to read and sleep for a couple of days, please.
Which could sounds like, you know, you could have a conflict in a couple that's like, ah, this is supposed to be our getaway and our downtime, and we've got totally opposite ideas of what this should look like. I don't want to dive into the conflictual side of it at this point.
Right. But this is where our wiring can hurt us in some ways, because that's also probably the bent we have at home. And somebody will take more roles or more of a lead on some of these things in a normal everyday thing, whereas the other has a different work mind or different household mind or whatever. But the components that help make a reset possibility is realizing when we're on these vacations, we get a chance to have more bandwidth typically, because it's just fewer or less or different responsibilities, because I get a break from work.
Bandwidth for one another, more bandwidth for yourself.
Living. Yeah, for just living. Because how many things in life are required to live in a day-to-day environment in our world today? I mean, I think of it in some regards, I've said this in mastermind groups before, that you could, this is a made up stat, but like 90% of our energy is devoted towards surviving in some ways. Working, taking care of the things we own, raising children, taking care of family, watching out for money, earning money, dealing with, you know, it's just things that are required to live.
Okay.
So what do we do with the 10%? This is where vacations come into play in some ways. And how do we dial that so it's even greater, maybe? So I can see more of a flow that I have a possibility of less of the normal day-to-day stress and more of the, how do I reconnect with myself? How do I reconnect with my spouse? Experience something new, enjoy things together, slow down a pace, not have an alarm, whatever it is that speaks to you. That's what creates the more bandwidth. Because it changes, it's just a change of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is oftentimes there's less pressure on vacations. You can have more playfulness
Hopefully, yeah.
Right? I mean, obviously there can be some depending on what you're doing because of the travel, and there could be issues. But even some of that can be an adventure. Those are the things that make them memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You think of the different trips we've had where everything went wrong at some point, Darren. It's like, well, we're just making memories.
Yeah.
These will stand out in our minds.
Yeah, that's the phrase, right? You make it a memory.
And so it's realizing that whatever it is in our vacation selves, if I can remember one of the key components that helps create a reset in some ways is I get a chance to see you again without the usual armors that we have on in our regular day-to-day. Because think of how much easier it is to let some little schedule wish or want on a vacation roll off your back as opposed to when you're in a hurried day-to-day environment and, oh, I forgot about that. And now all of a sudden it's a fight about something because you bring up something that's, oh, I thought we were doing that. And then rather than, oh, I was really wanting to go just hang out. Oh, okay. You know, because maybe we're just, things just roll a little easier.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully they roll easier. I would say that you still sometimes have that arise though. It's not like, I mean, you get the Adam Sandler bit on Saturday Night Live where he's the...
If you're sad at home, you're going to be sad on the trip.
Yeah, if you're sad at home, you're going to be sad in Italy. Just because you go somewhere doesn't mean all of a sudden you're a happy-go-lucky person.
Right.
It's all a mindset. I mean, even when you're talking about the 90% of what we do and got to live life, and at some point... That's just who you are, whether you're on vacation or not. And
right.
So we've got to look for the joy.
Well, and this the whole if we were to sum up the conversation in the regular version, I would capture it with realizing, how am I seeing who I am as a vacation person and a regular everyday role that I play in life person, mm-hmm. and blend those two better? Because if I'm more relaxed on a trip, what's to say I can't bring some of that home and just create a different frame, mm-hmm. a different aspect? I mean, that's one of the things I've realized in being married to you, that the planning and the looking forward to mm-hmm. a vacation with you is also part of the vacation for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And yeah. then the reliving it and the pictures afterwards is part of the vacation still too.
Well, I mean, it's fun. You know, you get absolutely. Got an adventure.
Absolutely. Because it creates and it cultivates something in us. Well, I'm trying to at least let's have a conversation about it's not so much about what we did or didn't do or where it was. It's who we are in the in that.
Absolutely.
What is that spark in us? That's the point.
Okay.
Because a lot of times vacations actually create a different kind of energy because of that novelty. We might try out different things. We might dress differently depending on where you're going. And so if you're a guy that gets up every day and you put on a suit, I'm going to be willing, you probably don't go on vacation where a suit is required.
Let's hope not.
Unless you just absolutely love wearing a suit because you like the way you feel in a suit, which I'm going to propose that's an option too, that there are some Fair. People that absolutely would love that. But you might take risks a little more easily on a vacation. You might test something out a little more easily. You might just relax. Your heart rate may come down. You breathe deeper. You laugh more. You're less tied to a watch or a phone, right? And so it's those are aspects that if that's what kind of speaks to you as who you are on trips, what's to say you can't carve out time in a normal everyday day to have that as well?
Yeah, I get it. It can be hard, right? Because you come home and here's the career I have.
Yeah.
And the career I have demands X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. It demands this of me. Mm-hmm. How do I step away from that?
Right. And the mere fact of trying to capture that in our normal everyday day is what can create novelty and a spark of intimacy, because it's a different kind of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That if we wake up, let's go just as a typical, we wake up in the morning and we both just hit the ground running. I'll go run, you go run, and then it's get home, clean up, make breakfast, get some coffee, and then we're both off to the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, vacation might have, I mean, I know for a fact on some of the trips that we would go on, if I was who I am now, I'd still run.
Yeah.
On some of those mornings, for sure. Because I follow a plan. I really do enjoy it. I like who I am when I run.
That's what I would do at Orange Beach. Get up and go running in the morning.
Absolutely. That's true. And so it's realizing those are part of a pattern that still produce good things. But what is it that helps me interject? Because one of the things that really stands out to me that I've started to incorporate more intentionally with one of my words this year is the word linger. Vacation mornings to me always are marked by lingering mornings. Where it's get up, cup of coffee, sit outside if we're in a beautiful location, watch the sun come up.
Yeah.
And I've noticed I'll do that now here at our house as much as possible every day.
Yeah, you do.
That's something I really do look forward to, which creates bandwidth. Because then if you're up and around, there's many times you'll come and sit out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a chance just to sit by a fire or watch the sun come up. Or share a cup of coffee or something, which those are something that, well, it was kind of born on a vacation trip, but we brought it home and it's just something to implement and it creates a possibility because it's a little less structured or it's not as hurried.
Well, you can implement it in choices to eat.
Sure.
Right. Or vacation. Maybe I'm trying new places. A lot. You can do the same thing at home, unless you're just in a little one-stop sign town that has one restaurant Maybe then you're cooking. Cooking different things.
You can cook different things, or sometimes the value of a good road trip to go try something different.
Yeah.
Because they, again, it's that I take a little extra time, and that's creating a different possibility together. Mm-hmm. It's a, I mean, how many couples, because I know we fit this mold, but how many couples out there in the nation, if they're on a date night, it likely will include some sort of trip to a grocery store or a Home Depot or something.
Walmart or Target.
Which
ours always ends at a grocery store.
Ours always has it incorporates a grocery store at some point during the night. But it's also, it's kind of taking care of some things. But it's also, what else could we find there? Because sometimes we're just kind of wandering through. We had a few things we needed to get, but sometimes it's just a wander. I'm looking for a good slice of cake while I'm in here. Let's wonder if I can find one, you know, and it's just something different. Mm-hmm. That's the template of who we are while we're on vacation, actually playing out at home. That's the whole point of just trying to help us realize it's not, vacations aren't an exception. They're just a template that we could try to implement better. It's not just about fun and cultivating or creating something. It's going into it with the idea of who am I in that? And how can I bring some of that home? Mm-hmm. So there's some questions to ask of whatever it is, if you look back as a couple, where you found yourself more relaxed, more connected, more engaged. There's a little bit more of a spark of intimacy. There's a little bit more of a freedom and less rush. More, I can dictate how I spend my time. That whatever that kind of environment is together as a couple, ask each other, have a conversation after this episode. Like pause it after these list a few questions and have this conversation about what felt different between us while we're in that environment. What specifically is different? Not just the environment. What's different in us?
Yeah.
And likely one of the first ones is going to be we were less stressed. Because that's one of the beautiful things of vacations and breaks in life afford us, is less stress. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be benefited if I can figure out how to incorporate it in my life anyway, however I can.
Absolutely.
but what felt different between us? When or how did I feel most connected to you? And this is where you both get a chance to share that, because you might have variations of what it is that makes you feel more connected. Right?
Okay.
And then what did we stop doing that helped us relax? What did we do on that actually helped us? So it was kind of restorative. Mm-hmm. What was the differences? Because while I maybe can't recreate what or where we went, I can pull out aspects of it to realize, well, I was relaxed more because I wasn't on my laptop all the time. Okay. Well, what if I blocked out windows of time to not be on my laptop on a regular basis? Or what if phones and watches were put away on a regular basis?
Yeah.
And we had a meal of, this is a no screen meal. And maybe even sit outside if the weather allows it. Or, you know, you just do something a little different, and that's a normal everyday task with a different template laid over it.
Yeah.
Because those are the things I think we don't get creative enough to realize the reset it can create for us. And it's just a small little spark that can change so much. Mm-hmm. And our vacation templates can be a real good key into finding what speaks to us, what speaks to me. Mm-hmm. And now how do I recreate that? That's the goal. Because I think most couples look at it. One of the things I love about getting away with you is I know we get uninterrupted time, and most of the time we get a good road trip.
Yeah.
And nothing speaks to my wife more. Well, there's several things that speak to my wife, but one of the things that speaks to my wife is closing a door with the windshield and lots of miles of road ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Because part of the getting there is part of the fun for her.
Oh my gosh. Seeing the sights along the way. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, well, we can create those by just having some drives here. Right. I mean, just there's elements of that if we kind of look at it as, hey, come with me on this. Oh, okay. And it's a short road trip, but it's at least it's a recreating of that template. And those can create deeper closer to the surface over the time, connections. Mm-hmm. And then we can benefit from that because it's, I'm not waiting for the next big thing. I'm just already dealing. I'm dealing with what's already there.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing that more intentionally. So we segue into the extended content and just kind of continue the conversation about how the benefit of reframing who we are while we're on vacation or away together and making that a template to try to use in an everyday day more. You know, it's like, what would it look like to live from this place, even briefly, every day? That's kind of the goal, right? So now let's talk about what are some of the different ways we can actually incorporate this concept as time together away and vacations and such, because there's a whole plethora, like we talked about and you alluded to initially with the whole, our first several years of marriage were, we didn't know what vacations really were, together at least.
Yeah, I knew I enjoyed them as a kid. I never thought of them because I enjoyed the adventure and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. See new places and hiking and you name it. But I didn't ever put the connection there in a relationship mindset as to how that would be to get away right. as a couple.
Because we enjoyed going to see family too.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had fun on the drives, mm-hmm. and it was good to see family. I think, especially when you're younger and newly married, and we enjoyed our parents. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, good people and fun to be with.
Playing cards with your parents was always a highlight.
Oh, it was so much fun. and so there's things like that that we didn't really realize. And then we had our issues, you know, marriage issues 5 years in, and we got away and we were like, oh, that was so restorative for mm-hmm. us. So seeing that, experiencing that was important to where we are today and our thought of the vacations of getting our family away together, of the two of us breaking away, mm-hmm. and the adopted grandparents who'd come ask for our kids for a weekend and we'd be able to get away mm-hmm. for a weekend. That was such a blessing.
All right. So let's go through yeah, some of the different things.
I'm just talking and talking and reminiscing.
In the regular version. Because you talked about there's a whole range of how this can happen for couples.
Yeah.
To be able to figure out what's your template that actually does, you do discover a restorative nature to it for yourself mm-hmm. and relationally. Because that's an incredibly important thing. That's kind of the idea of the Sabbath, actually. Is what does it bring? What brings you joy? And God had in mind a weekly rest of doing things that bring you joy.
Well, connection with Him.
Right. But it's the kind of the whole point of it puts things back in perspective of what matters, what's connected, what's restorative to you. And a relationship with God can be that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's also a relationship with each other is restorative. Relationship with your family, relationship with nature, relationship mm-hmm. with our environment can be restorative. And so yeah. one of the things, and these are things, all these things that I'm going to go through, we've done over the 32 years of our marriage in various ways or shapes. So one of them, like you mentioned earlier, is the staycation. Mm-hmm. That this is a very easy, well, not always easy.
I'd say that one can be harder.
Absolutely, because there's more distractions, actually. It's harder to actually disconnect while you're staying at home.
Yeah.
Because you see all the to-do lists.
Yeah, I'll jump into cleaning or whatever. And so I think you got to be real intentional with the staycation.
So it may take some more prep work to have in mind of, okay, wait, this is what I want to do with the time. Not let it be, if I'm not intentional with my time because I'm in my same environment, mm-hmm. things around me will take over that time.
Right.
And so I got to be very intentional of turning off routine mode.
Right.
Turning off chore mode.
It doesn't, I think a staycation doesn't mean you can't tackle a project.
Oh.
That may be what is super fun to you is mm-hmm. getting something like that done around the house. Mm-hmm. And that gives you potentially some freedom in your brain when you come home the months following of, oh, finally, that's done. And that's not sitting there on my list. But if it's something that you enjoy doing, it's something you look forward to doing.
Mm-hmm.
that can totally be.
Right. We had an impromptu one of these because the vacation getaway we planned after dropping our youngest off at college, we planned to be gone to the mountains for 4 days.
Yeah.
And got a call from Airbnb that there was going to be no water for some of those days. So they offered to give us a full refund.
Ixnay, and
so
we just
came home and did a staycation.
Yeah.
But we also got a project done.
And it was so fun to do together.
And now we see it every day because it's in the backyard where we are almost every day at some point. Too.
Yeah. So it can be good to get out there and sweat together, you know?
Absolutely. And so as you're doing a staycation, you can look at like some theme days, an adventure day. Try something neither of you have done.
Mm-hmm.
Do a fun, like I think of when we were dating the summer we got engaged. Mm-hmm. I had theme dates.
Yes.
And one of them was a childhood, you know, a kid date. Like we played at a playground. We ate at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We just did these different things that little children would normally do.
Like, you had a country western one.
Yeah.
That's the one we got engaged on, actually.
Yes, indeed.
And went horseback riding. Yes.
But you can have a theme day. Mm-hmm. You can do a relaxation day. Mm-hmm. Incorporate a spa with it or incorporate outside. There's no agenda. Maybe there's good music on. Mm-hmm. And this is about, if you're going to do staycations, it's important to set an environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the beauties of being away someplace is you're immediately in a different environment. So if you're not one that normally has music playing in your home and you're doing a staycation, be intentional and turn on music during the day. And just set it, it'll have a different feel in the house.
Yeah.
Looking for different lighting, have more candles, open the windows, depending on where, you know, whatever fits. That helps create a different sensory options, which will spark things in life.
Do you normally have a cleaner come to your house? If so, have them come right before your staycation.
Perfect.
Then the house is clean and you're not tempted to go around and clean stuff.
Then you can go to the next level. These aren't necessarily a hierarchy. These are just a little more involved sometimes. This is like the mini vacation, the couples, the weekend away. Could be 1 to 3 night long trips
mm-hmm.
where you're stepping out of your normal day to day. You usually are there overnight. But it's not long enough often where it's a big, huge burden because, you know, if you're gone for a long period of time, there's a little bit more what you're leaving behind that's got to get maintained and cared for still.
Sure.
And you got to figure out how to navigate that. And so set a purpose for it of what's the goal for this trip? What are we trying to do? All right. How are we trying to connect? How do we have a breaking of our normal roles, and it's a let's go just be, let's go try this. So there's a little bit of planning for whatever speaks to each of you.
Because
it can't just be one person leading the whole charge and the other just you're hoping you hit what they're what they want. There needs to be some.
You don't want it to be a swing and a miss.
Right. So this is the idea of you go to a new town, head out into nature, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Is get out into the woods or the mountains or a beach, someplace where it's just a different nature environment than a city life.
Yeah.
And then also in that, how do you have as little schedule, if that speaks to both of you as possible, have windows of that where it's like you can actually sleep in. You could go to bed early. You could take naps. I mean, there's a lot of different things that speak to people. And so how do you create room for that?
All of those sound fantastic. Sleeping in, napping,
and taking a nap and going to bed early.
Going to bed early. Those all sound
so apparently we need to go fantastic. On a sleep vacation. Okay. And then with this, it can increase in length each time, right? Like as far as if you're looking at it as a framework, it's a week long something. Where a little bit more involved, you can often go further places because then if the travel to get there, you're afforded more time rather than most of your time is spent traveling because that's a factor depending on where you go.
Yeah, flying, driving, all the things that factor into that.
Absolutely. And then you can get into something we did for 5 years of month-long trips. When our kids were at a certain age, you know, middle school before they got into the high school world where extracurricular took over and jobs took over and friends took over in some way.
Well, I mean, we were lucky enough to have a situation where the jobs could allow us to.
But it was also very intentional to set that up. But it's a possibility.
Yeah, it was.
Because you can just be dedicated and intentional on that. And this is also, there's a episode number 716 in the archives of Sex and Marriage Radio with Jillian Johnsrud. And she talks about intentional living. And she uses the month-long idea, but also the mini retirement ideas. Or sometimes because of the volatility of the world right now, if you're in between jobs, is there a way to actually, being a good steward, use that time before the next job?
Yeah.
And actually go do something completely different for a little bit. Actually create a sabbatical almost.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different people that have done that and find a huge spark in their life and in their family and in their marriage, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
It's a huge adventure together. Mm-hmm. So those are just the idea of the regular kinds of vacation, quote unquote. There's also, you can do immersive experiences. The getaway that we would do regularly is an immersive experience. It's a time designed intentionally for a couple. Or you can find other retreats that are out there, because we're not, in case you weren't aware, we're not doing a getaway in 2026.
Right.
So there's nothing on the calendar for that. So there are other ones out there of weekends away, times away, that you can create experiences, you can learn some tools, because there's something about a spark in our knowledge base that can help us for a long run too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then where this stands out to me is just kind of as an application is, you know, you alluded to earlier, the five, six years in, when our marriage was, you know, at a breaking point of, it was going to either be completely different or no more.
Yeah.
And one of the things that launched me on was getting out of roles and actually living a life, creating an adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've vividly remember is Dr. Young, the therapist that we saw for a long time, asked me a question of, where in your life, Corey, are you the most alive? Where's the passionate, alive Corey? And at that point, I was playing pickup basketball with the same, you know, and I ended up playing with the same group of guys largely for 25 years.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was like two, three years into this whole thing. And I was like, it's probably playing pickup ball. He's like, okay, who's that Corey? And I started explaining it to him. He's like, well, that guy, he's competitive. He's having fun. He's laughing. He's trash talking. He's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
He's just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what would it take to bring part of that Corey off the court and into his life? And that just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, what are the aspects of that Corey that's on the court you would love to have as part of your life?
Yeah.
That's the same thing we're talking about with this whole show. Of what are the aspects of who you are while you're away and while you're with your spouse that you'd love to have as part of your life? So bring that forward into it. Because that can help create intentional moments of reset. It may not be the big, huge system reset like a trip is, but a subtle, small one is still hugely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can figure out how to do that regularly, and we keep a different energy source between us.
Absolutely.
And maybe less cumbersome and less routine and more vibrant and more connected.
Yeah, I like it.
And that's our hope for everyone here at Sexy Marriage Radio. So if we left something undone and you want to add to the conversation or steer it a different way, please let us know, 214-702-9565. Or feedback at sexymarriageradio.com. So however you took a little bit of time to spend with us, thanks. We'll see you next time.